Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 26th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Jacqueline. How you doing, Jacqueline?
Good. How are you? Ready to talk about this crazy day yesterday?
Yes. A new person here to talk about the feeds with. Always happy to get new voices on the podcast. So Jacqueline will be joining us to recap everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. And oh man, what a day.
There's so much flipping. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, this was, you know, I think they flipped at least three times, maybe four. No, I think it was three. I think, wait, hold on. One, two, three. Yeah, at least three. So that's something. I said this on the recap last night that, you know, in Tuesday morning, I said one thing, and then Tuesday night, I said another, and then Wednesday morning, I said another, and then Wednesday night, I said another again. And luckily this time, it's the same as what I said last night, but it did flip in between. So, you know, that happened. But if you're just coming back from the previous update, things have changed. And I'm going to let you know how that happened over the course of the day here. So it really starts with, again, it's really just any time the nominees open their mouths, they're competing to evict themselves. Caitlin starts the day talking to Angela, confronting her about what we talked about yesterday. Haley had told her that, like, hey, I think people are trying to trick you into, or trying to trick people into voting against you so that they'll trick you into going after those people and be mad at those people. And by the way, those girls that you think you might have, they were trying to get you evicted earlier in the week. Caitlin was not happy, and she confronted Angela about this, apparently in a very aggressive way. And, because she's suspicious of these people, and it just pissed Angela off. She was not happy about this.
Yeah. And we really kind of got to see Angela start playing yesterday, because she was really against this and having her own opinions and not just being a piece of furniture.
Yes. Not looking great for that. Angela decided to go to Casey and be like, hey, look, this really annoyed me. I had this this conversation with Caitlin, and she was really annoying and all of this stuff. So, you know what? Maybe we should just get rid of her. You know, she's good at competitions. Rockstar's not. Rockstar can't win anything. She's going to be loyal to the women's thing. Why are we keeping her again? Like, I don't really understand the logic behind it. I feel like maybe we should just get rid of Caitlin and keep Rockstar. And after a little while talking with Casey, they both agree. Let's do it. Let's keep Rockstar.
And it's crazy because everybody has been trying to convince Casey, and Angela is the first person to really get through to her.
Yeah. Angela, she really reacted to this conversation, and, she really just feels like this is what she wants to do. And I've got to say, I think this is a very bad flip, especially for Angela. We can get into the details of that a little bit later, but I was also very surprised at Casey. They bring this idea to Rachel. They both feel very strongly about it by the time they bring it to her. And Rachel is just like, what? Are you serious, guys? No, it makes so much sense to do this. We're disrupting that entire side. They're voting against each other. They're going to be mad at each other. We're pulling Bailey in. Like, it makes complete sense for us to do this. Caitlin is a target in front of us. Rachel is not. Rachel is going to slide by. Rockstar is not. Rockstar is going to slide by. Like, I don't understand you guys. And she's clearly very frustrated. She's completely right. I do think it is absolutely in the best interest of Level 6 to do this. But she doesn't have enough time to talk them out of it before Caitlin once again interrupts their conversation and prevents her from arguing the case any further. And despite Rachel being right, she's the way she's going to handle this is not going to be great for her within Level 6. But that is what's going on. Caitlin comes in, she interrupts the conversation, and now Angela and Casey still feel like, no, this is on. We're going to keep Rockstar.
Yeah, it just seemed like Caitlin was everywhere yesterday and Tyler was nowhere to be found.
Yeah. Casey ended up going to Bailey, again, before they can like really talk it out with Level 6. And she just spills to Bailey like, hey, we're thinking keeping Rockstar now. And again, I was very surprised about Casey here. I kind of felt like she had more caution to her, she really just like, before talking to Brett, before finishing the conversation with Rachel, before talking to, anyone else in Level 6, she went to Bailey. She told Bailey. And once she tells Bailey, the person who I think benefits the most from this, by the way, she was like, Bailey was like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe I might be on board with that. This is huge for Bailey. She benefits a lot from this. Obviously, if she's able to keep Rockstar is a number for her. It means that Level 6 is coming to her. Bailey doesn't have to vote against the rest of Faute. She doesn't have to lie to them. She doesn't have to set them up. She gets out one of her major targets, which frees her up to target the rest of Level 6. So Bailey's feeling very great about this. And so that's what's happening there. Casey tells Bailey, and she's it's going to be very difficult if they do decide to flip back to get Bailey back on board now that they've sort of let the cat out of the bag. As soon as I was watching this, I was on Twitch. I was like, I think we may have overpriced Casey and Angela. This is very poor play from them.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's the best idea for them, but it is the best idea to have the most fun feeds.
Yes.
Because this will be crazy.
Yes. And again, we talked about this a little bit last night. I think the credit here goes to Haley for, I mean, really, the credit goes to Caitlin the most for flipping the vote on Caitlin, because she's the one who, after Tyler told her not to go to Haley and Fessy, went to Haley and Fessy. But then Haley, after Caitlin, for giving Caitlin the info that she did, for flipping Brett the day before. And all of this stuff, Haley did very, very good work there. And I do think that Haley and, in fact, Bailey is the person, like I mentioned, that benefits the most from this. And I think Angela actually, ironically, is the person who, is the most hurt by this, as we'll get into later on in the day. So meanwhile, Tyler is talking to Sam, and again, nobody's bothered to tell Tyler any of this yet. So he's in the middle of telling Sam, listen, we're voting to keep Caitlin. I need to vote to keep Caitlin because Rockstar has been saying my name and all of this stuff. And Sam is pissed. She is so pissed. Her face, you can like this. Tyler goes to her. He's like, listen, Rockstar. He's been talking about, she's been saying Brett's name. She's been saying my name. She's going to come after us. And Sam's like, okay. And she's like, I can't vote to evict her. I need to vote to evict her. And Sam's face just drops. Like, what are you telling me right now, Tyler? Why? Rockstar's not going to win a thing. What are you talking about? She is very pissed.
Yeah, and it's amazing because Sam seems so sweet, and then, you know, like the evictions or the, yeah, the nomination speech she dropped, she just all of a sudden when she's mad just comes out of nowhere with, you know, I'm going to kick a mud hole through somebody's chest.
Yep. Yep. She did say that about Caitlin. That did happen.
I'm not quite sure what a mud hole is, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Why does mud need a hole to live in? I don't know. Yeah. Mud can live wherever it wants. So then Rachel interrupts that conversation and Sam is so pissed. This is actually a really funny moment. Rachel interrupts them and she's just like, Rachel's pissed off at Casey and Angela for being dumb. And so she just needs to go upstairs and like hang out and be alone for a second. So she asks Sam, like, can I just hang out up here? And interrupts the conversation. Tyler leaves and Sam's like, now what do you need to tell me? And Rachel's like, nothing. I don't have anything to tell you, Sam. I just wanted to hang out. She's like, no, come on, get it out. Spit it out. Come on. She's just so annoyed. And this seriously goes on for like five more times. Rachel's like, no, seriously, I have nothing to tell you. Sam's like, no, tell me right now. She's like, I really just wanted to hang out up here. I have nothing to say. Well, you'd better come up with something to say then. Like, she was so mad. And she's like, what's the news now? And then she's like, you know what's going to happen? If you guys make it a tie, and Rachel's like, it's not going to be a tie. If you guys make it a tie, then I'm going to pull the two stickers out of the thing. And, that's what's going to decide who goes home. It's going to be two different colors, and I'm going to pull one out. And that's what's going to happen. So just stop it. And Rachel's like, it's not going to be a tie. Nope. Two dots in the cup. That's what's going to happen. Two dots, one cup. That's what's happening.
She is really adamant about that. And I'm wondering, is production just going to let her sit today at the ceremony holding a cup with two dots in it? Or is she going to need to run to the kitchen to get that?
Yes. Kirsten in the chat right now, doing her best Sam impression, saying that she can't believe that I don't have the self-respect to not wear big baggy hoodies. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry if I'm disrespecting any of the men or women in the audience by my inappropriate fashion. So that happened with Sam. Let's see. I scrolled down a bit. Angela, Brett, Rachel, and Bailey had a conversation in the have-not room, where Rachel was back downstairs. She pitches hard against this idea that they should be flipping. She's like, this is so dumb. What are you guys doing? You guys are so dumb. She has no support. Tyler is still not even aware of any of this happening. I think that if Tyler had been in on this conversation, maybe something could have changed. But Tyler doesn't even feel that strongly anyway, especially I think once he has this conversation with Sam and realizes that he might damage his relationship with Sam by keeping Caitlin. So Rachel is trying to pitch hard. She is clearly very annoyed. Bailey in particular is really pushing back. Brett is just like lying there doing nothing. Rachel's just like, you know what? Fine. Well, I think it's too stupid, but if you guys want to do this, then you can do this. Then Bailey kept like poking like, well, but no, we don't want you to be mad. She's like, no, I'm not mad. I'm over it. I'm done. Word's fine. I don't want to ruin my game over this, even though it's stupid. So Rachel, unfortunately, despite being the only smart one in that room of the level six people, did not handle it as well as she could have. And now they're kind of like, oh, Rachel, she's so pushy. Why is she being so pushy about this? We want to do this.
I think a big part of why Rachel's argument didn't go over well, though, was because I think Brett was really kind of taken aback that she was having the whole conversation while Bailey was in the room. Yes. I felt like Brett was really awkward about that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, Brett was very quiet throughout the whole thing, and it, rightfully so. They were having this conversation, as I said, right in front of Bailey, who especially if they then vote to keep Rockstar, is essentially enemy number one, because she is the one that will now have control over that side. So, I think Brett was definitely like, what are we doing? But this conversation did not go well for Rachel. She fails to convince them otherwise. Meanwhile, Casey is going to finally tell Tyler about the flip, saying, you know, we've decided we want to keep Rockstar instead of Caitlin. And Tyler's like, all right, that's cool. That's fine. And I do think that a large part of this is because of the reaction Sam had to him. He was like, wow, crap. Like, Sam is really pissed about this. I don't know if I'm willing to trade, Sam for Caitlin. If I need to get rid of Caitlin in order for Sam to not be mad at me, that's fine. Especially if Caitlin just stays this week anyway. I think Tyler does realize that, it's likely that the person leaving isn't going to go home no matter what. And that's as long as Fessy and Haley vote against Caitlin, the effect is the same. So he'll be able to hopefully win her allegiance. But at the same time, like I said, Tyler is not even necessarily the most strategic player in the world. He's the opposite of Vanessa. So I don't know if he even recognizes the benefit that he could have gotten from Bailey voting against the other Faute members. So he's not going to push too hard. And he's just going to accept, all right, that's fine. Let's just do that then. And so at that point, it's solidified. The vote has now flipped. It's going to be potentially unanimous, as Tyler says he is going to vote Caitlin out as well, although that may change. Rockstar will be staying in the house. Caitlin will be the one who has the chance to return.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy to me that I feel like Tyler is the only one who realizes that Caitlin really has a chance to return, because everybody else is just assuming it's a battle back and either Caitlin or Rockstar will lose.
They're so
and
dumb.
And everybody's really disappointed today.
I don't understand how they could possibly think this is a battle back. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like literally the first thing that we thought of when people were talking about it's a chance to come back and then it's automatically granted at the fourth week. Like, oh, maybe it's a battle back. Wait a minute. No, that makes zero sense. They're still talking about it like this. Oh, I hope Steve comes back. I hope Steve, summer of Steve 2018, guys. No, Steve is at home with his family, guys. It's not happening.
Yeah. And I mean, if it was a battle back, it wouldn't be Steve that was going to win.
Yeah. So Tyler tells Casey, okay, this is good though. I'm going to go talk to Sam and calm her down. So Tyler goes and he talks to Sam. He's like, look, I'm sorry. I was freaking out earlier. Because I heard that Rockstar said my name and I freaked out, but no, don't worry. I'm going to vote to evict Caitlin. I'm sorry about that. And this immediately calms Sam down. She's happy and she's going to kick a hole of mud in Caitlin's chest and all that. That's what she does when she's happy. Tyler again, is like, listen, I don't have feelings for her. Don't worry. There was a point where Sam was like, no, look, if you were in love with her or whatever, it would be fine. Like, I'd understand. And he's like, no, not the case. And this is when Sam tells Tyler, so I've been telling people that if it comes down to a tie, that I'm going to have two dots in a cup and I'm just going to pick one and that's who I'm going to send home. But really, both dots are going to be the same color. Caitlin's color. Tyler's just like, of course. So that was Sam's maniacal plan with the dots.
Yeah, there was not a chance that she was going to vote to evict Rockstar. So I'm glad she clarified the dots will be the same color.
Yes. And this is also when we got this moment. The doorbell rings again. Rockstar is at the door and Sam says, go hide behind the bed.
And this was my favorite part of the whole day.
Tyler's like, okay. So he goes and he hides behind the bed. And because, you know, she was like, who is it? And it was like, oh, it's Rockstar. I just wanted something real quick. And so she's like, oh, go hide behind the bed. We're thinking like, okay, this is going to be like 30 seconds to a minute, like whatever. And so she answers the door. Rockstar's like, oh, hey, I just wanted to blah, blah, blah. And then Sam's like, oh, come in. And then they start talking and then Rockstar sits down And I was live on Twitch while this happened. I was like, wait a minute, isn't Tyler behind the bed? Like, what? Wait, why are they? She just invited her. Like, they're now just having a conversation. Tyler is like on like behind the bed with like pillows on top of him. Like he's gonna die behind there or something. They end up having not only a conversation that lasts, I think, somewhere along the lines of like a half an hour, but. Mm-hmm. It was a conversation about nothing. These are two people, Rockstar and Sam, who are like, they say a lot of things, but have no substance to them. They just talk in circles. And so it's a completely pointless conversation to be listening to. And so Tyler's just like sitting behind. I'm like, oh my God, poor Tyler is like stuck behind this bed now for a half hour. And I really wanted a camera to be on him, but afterward he was like, oh, the camera almost gave me away. So it took forever. Rockstar finally leaves. And that's when Tyler finally pops his head out from under the bed. If you haven't seen this GIF on Twitter, you need to see it. It's very, very much. Very funny. Very funny.
And his eyes are so big. It was incredible.
Yeah. It's just a great moment. And then that wasn't even the end of it, because then they have to leave the room. And Tyler is like, okay, so you leave the room and then I'll crawl on the floor so that they don't see me leaving. And Sam is like, you've done this before, haven't you? He's like, no, I haven't. What are you talking about? She's like, yes, you have. Yes, you've done this before. And he's like, no, why do you think I've done this before? Like, how do you know to crawl on the floor? He's like, you told me to hide behind the bed. I haven't done this before. What are you talking about? And so she leaves. The second she opens the door, Tyler is on the floor. And you hear JC like, oh, hey, Sam. And Tyler is crawling on the floor, like a ninja or like a trooper, rolling and then like climbing up on the bed and then pretending to be asleep. Fantastic stuff, to see this whole, sequence of events go down.
It was just amazing. And then I think somebody comes up to talk to him eventually and nobody ever wonders where he was.
Yeah. They figured he was sleeping on the couch the whole time. So he got away with it. All right. So then Fessy and Bailey are going to have a conversation. Bailey, now, like I said, the fact that they're going to vote to keep Rockstar gives Bailey a ton of room to maneuver here. So now she is going to be able to connect back up with Fessy and Haley, knowing that she's not going to be lying to them anymore, and that she's not going to be voting against them this week. And she talks to Fessy. She's like, hey, it kind of sucked when you did that to me when you were like, shut your mouth. They reconcile. They're good again. And then they talk about the power and how she's kind of feeling like, okay, now that Rockstar is going to stay, I feel like maybe I can use the power next week. If somebody from the other side wins, I can use the power and nominate like Angela and Rachel. And then I can blame Rockstar because Rockstar will still be here. If Rockstar wasn't here, I wouldn't be able to blame her. So this is like, I'm liking this plan. I think that, you know, if Brett wins or if somebody like that wins the HOH, I'll use the power. We'll put up, Rachel and Angela, we'll blame it on Rockstar. Everything will be cool. And it's again, like, none of this would have even come close to being possible if Angela hadn't decided to flip the vote here. Giving Bailey this much power is such a massive mistake, and now she wants to use it. And it's not looking good for these level six people. I said this on the stream. Like, I feel like this is the first major mistake level six as a whole has made. And Tyler's kind of just letting them do it because either he doesn't care because he's fine, or because he doesn't see how big of a mistake it is. And it's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah. Or he just thinks they're going to flip five more times today and it might end up where he wants it to. But I think it's a little crazy that Bailey wants to pin the power on Rockstar because everybody already suspects that she has it. So I don't know how that will fly. I mean, but I guess the hinky votes have worked this week. So who knows what these people will believe.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And that's part of it. Like people are wondering, like, Caitlyn is never going to believe that Fessy and Haley voted against her, in case they're just going to say that they didn't. But it's like, you really think that Fessy is going to be able to successfully lie to anybody in this house when the heat is on him? Of course not. What are you talking about? It's because people have gotten away with these hinky votes. So now everyone thinks that they can get away with stuff like this. I don't agree with Bailey's plan. I don't like Bailey's plan to nominate Angela and Rachel. But I think that part of her probably thinks, well, I know Casey suspects I have the power, but, if I do this and I've been so gung ho and telling them I'm going to vote with them, they'd never suspect me because I'm going to be like, stupid rock star. And then, or at the very least, she can be like, well, maybe I did have a power, but maybe Rockstar had the other one, or something along those lines. So this is not looking good. I also believe that that Caitlin, if everyone votes against her, she expressed that she would be after Angela the night before. So I think Angela in particular is in the most danger, and it's directly because of her decision to flip this vote. I know a lot of people are happy that Angela has popped her head up, but she should have kept her head down. She really should have. This is not looking good for her. So then we had Tyler and JC. Tyler is going to make the most out of this decision to keep Rockstar. He is, like I said, the one that goes to Sam that repairs that. He is now going to go to JC and say, hey, we're good. We're on board to take Rockstar out. You were right all along, or to keep Rockstar. You were right all along. I'm on board. I'm gonna everything's cool. And JC is very happy about this. He's like, I'm telling you, this was the right decision. I'm very, very happy. I want to go to the end with you, Tyler. I want to take weak people with us. Like, this is how we do it. We keep the sides even. We play the middle. Like, this is going to be great.
But when he said he wanted to take weak people with him, he said Haley and Bailey. And yeah. I don't really think of Haley or Bailey as weak players at all.
It's because JC is not as good at this game as we thought he was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really proved to be true.
Yeah. But, what are you going to do? So JC and Tyler, they're back at it. They're back together. Tyler is then going to go to Caitlin and try to tell Caitlin again. People are lying to you right now. People are lying to you. And Caitlin says, maybe it's stupid, but I completely, fully believe that Fessy and Haley are going to vote for me to stay this week. I completely believe them. The voices in her head are telling her so. So it must be true.
They've been really avoidant of her, so I don't know how she's not catching the drift. Fessy's not good at lying, and he gets very awkward and avoidant when... You could see it on the episode last night when he wasn't going to use the veto on her, that she was trying to get his attention in the bathroom and he was just ignoring her.
She literally just needs to ask Fessy, are you voting to keep me? And he'd be like, I don't know what's going on. So like, probably. And like, it would be so easy. And again, that's why, like, the idea that Fessy would be able to successfully pull off a hinky vote where he pretends that he voted to keep Caitlin is absolutely absurd. But that's what Angela keeps saying. Like, oh no, she's never going to believe that Fessy voted against her. Like, what are you talking about? And Casey believed that too. I was also disappointed with Casey. I felt like her logic was all over the place. So Caitlin also lets Tyler know that she'd be going after Sam because what she said was disgusting. And whoever else she's in the mood for, which Caitlin is just playing this the worst possible way that she could. Just so bad. She's doing everything she can to get herself evicted.
Yeah, it's going to be whoever else her spirit guides tell her. And if Tyler votes to evict her, she's going to need a new spirit guide.
Yeah. So then we're going to get Rockstar. You know, she's been, you know, doing some stuff, talking to some people. She decides, I'm going to do one more thing. I'm going to do one more thing. And by one more thing, she thinks like, oh, it's going to help like one more effort of campaigning. And but what she actually means in like in the real world is I'm going to try one more time to get myself evicted. So she goes to Brett and she has a conversation with Brett where she's her usual self. And she talks in circles and she talks about how I the one thing I can promise you is no more pots and pans. And that's the way things are going to go. And I want to be here and all of this stuff. And Brett is going to come away from this conversation going like, my God, she's so you know what? Hold on. Maybe we should get rid of her. And he's going to have a conversation with Tyler, Casey and Rachel. And he's going to be like, should we get rid of Rockstar? Doesn't it make sense? Isn't Caitlyn a target? Like, couldn't we get people to vote against Caitlyn and make her mad? And like, I want votes to be against Rockstar. She's so annoying. And so this conversation goes on. And for a brief moment there, it looked like the vote was about to flip once again.
Yeah, Rockstar's best move yesterday would have just been to go to sleep and hide and let everybody make their own choices without her, because she does drive everybody crazy. And the fact that she thought that, oh, no more pots and pans. Yep, that's really the selling point that's going to get Brett, because he's just, that really bothered him so much.
It's literally like Tyler tells Caitlyn, just be quiet. Don't say anything. Lay low. You'll be fine. Caitlyn can't do it. She opens her mouth. She's going to get herself evicted. Bailey also tells Rockstar today, shut your mouth, keep quiet, don't say anything, you're going to get yourself evicted. And Rockstar couldn't do that either, but she did it better than Caitlyn. And so even though she nearly gets the vote to flip here, they're having this conversation. They decide, you know what, maybe we should keep Caitlyn. You know, it makes more sense. You know, she'll be mad at the people that voted against her. All of this stuff, it disrupts the other side. It pulls Bailey in. And so that's what they decide. Tyler and Rachel leave the conversation. Rachel goes to Bailey and tells Bailey, we're changing our minds. We're going to vote to evict Rockstar now. Bailey's pissed. She's like, oh, no. I just went to the other people and I was talking to them about the vote. You can't change it on me now. Bailey has got that taste of the power that she's about to inherit from this move. And she does not want to flip. But luckily for her, Brett and Casey keep talking after Rachel and Tyler leave. And then they kind of come back around to the idea. Okay, you know what? Maybe we're overreacting. You know, Rockstar, she's so useless. We'll keep Rockstar. So the vote flip died before it really got any legs. Casey will then go to Bailey and say, don't worry, we flip back in. We flip back over. We're not going to vote Rockstar. We're going to vote to keep Rockstar.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not the right move for everybody's game, but it'll be really fun, and it's really going to benefit Bailey a ton.
Yes. Bailey, big benefactor. Beneficiary. So then Tyler goes to Caitlyn, because again, now Tyler is once again under the assumption that Caitlyn will be staying this week. And he goes to Caitlyn and tries telling her again, people are lying to you. And she goes, who? He's like, I can't tell you. You're going to blow up. She's like, no, tell me. Like, look, Haley and Fessy are not voting for you. She's like, how do you know? Everyone has told me. They have told me. Like, I don't know what else you want from me. And so Caitlyn's just like, no, they're good. They're definitely going to vote for me. And he's like, all right, let's just wait and see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, but I think that the vote's going to have to be unanimous, or I think that Caitlyn will want to believe Haley and Fessy if there's any votes. We talked about how Fessy can't tell a lie, so maybe she'll believe Haley.
I don't think there's a chance in hell that Caitlyn believes that Fessy and Haley voted to keep her if they don't. I think there's no way that Fessy is able to keep that up. Tyler will say, no, they voted against you. Go ask them. I don't even think they're going to try. I think they're, you know, the vote's going to come in. And if there's a chance for them to hug, like Fessy would go up to Caitlyn. I'm sorry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think this idea that like they would get away with voting against her and she wouldn't know. I think there's no chance, especially with like as much time as like, again, hinky votes are hard to pull off. I know they've been pulled off this season, but I think they've been pulled off by some savvy players. I don't think that Fessy is a savvy player. I don't think he can, like, maybe if it was just Haley, she could pull it off, but there's no way that Fessy gets away with voting against Caitlin without her finding out. But he tells her, like, look, if you stay, it's because of a vote of 6-5 with, or 6-4 with these people. And Fessy and Haley are not in on that. And she just doesn't believe it. And, she also does something that, that raised some ire against her last night. She starts talking about Tyler's dead father, and how she's hearing some voices. Oh, Tyler, your father is talking to me. And because Tyler's talking about how it's his dead father's birthday tomorrow. And so she's, oh, your father's talking to me. He wants me to be here. He wants me to stay tomorrow. And like, you know, it's easy. It's fun to make fun of Caitlin. But at the same time, it's like you want to respect people's beliefs. But when it gets to the point where you were invoking the dead relatives of somebody, you know, especially for your own benefit, I mean, let alone if it's like, if you think you're doing a good work, if you genuinely believe this is something that that's happening to you and that you're, you know, you think that you're benefiting the people that you're talking to, which I think is still, bad and disgraceful. But this is not that case either. This is to benefit herself. I think, you know, the joke is ripe there. It's father's birthday and this is disgusting, but like genuinely it is disgusting. And I think that of all the behavior that Caitlin has displayed in this house, this is by far the worst. And I think that it's genuinely abhorrent. You know, I hope we don't see more of it. It's Tyler, who is somebody who was like, don't even like think about asking me to swear on my dead father, is now having to deal with somebody who is like invoking his name and saying that he's talking to her. It's just gross.
And if anybody deserves a daytime Emmy, it's him for keeping calm when she does this, because it's just awful. And I think that would be why he wouldn't throw her a sympathy vote tomorrow if everybody was going to vote unanimously, because he wants her to know that he hates her in some way for this kind of behavior.
Yeah. And again, if we were able to see her goodbye message from Tyler, you know, I think it would be a really good, but I don't think we're going to see it, because
that's the only reason I'm hoping she's really getting evicted, is because I want to know what that goodbye message says.
I know. I hope if she does make jury, I hope one of the segments on finale night is like a montage of all the things Tyler said about Caitlin in the diary room.
Oh, that would be the best.
Yes, that would be. That's if they don't give me Tyler's goodbye message to her, then that's the compensation that I'm asking for on finale night. All right. So then Casey, after this conversation, finally lets Tyler know, oh, no, we switched back. We're evicting Caitlin. And his Tyler's like, all right, just tell me what you guys want to do. So Tyler now knows. Then we get to the final part of the night. We had some more interesting conversations and revelations. Haley tells Rachel, really solidifying, even if this vote had flipped, I think Haley would have been able to flip it back on her own with this conversation. Has a long conversation with Rachel where she tells her all sorts of things about Caitlin and what Caitlin has said about Angela and Rachel. The main thing being, last night Caitlin was talking about how you guys were trying to trick people into voting against her, so she'll be mad at her. She'll be mad at them. And Rachel is sitting there thinking, that's exactly what we're doing, only Caitlin is like thinking that the votes are there regardless. She doesn't realize that we'd be saving her, but the fact that she's even thinking that way means we can't, there's no way we can go through this plan because, you know, what if she doesn't believe it? So Rachel's just like, all right, she's definitely going home then. Rachel is finally like completely on board. She's like, screw this girl. She was pissed at Caitlin earlier. She was like, why is Caitlin running her mouth to people? Why is she ruining this for me? And so Rachel is on board now. Caitlin has to go. And this is a good conversation with Haley. Haley feels like maybe she can reel Rachel in later on.
Yeah, this was a really good move on Haley's part, because even if the rest of the house slips back, I think Rachel's voting Caitlin out no matter what now. So no matter what, it'll be a 6-5 vote.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I don't think Rachel will vote against level six, but I don't think she'll let level six flip back over at this point. So then Haley has a conversation with Fessy where she's talking about her conversation with Rachel. And Fessy is like listening, but actually just kind of like imagining what he wants to do to Haley, I imagine. And so then Fessy turns the conversation to, you know, now that I'm getting rid of Caitlin for you, like he turns this into like, oh, getting rid of Caitlin is something that's good for his relationship with Haley, because Caitlin was bad for their relationship. So, this is some big statement that he's making by getting rid of Caitlin. And, it should just bring them closer. And Haley's kind of reading between the lines, and she's like, I mean, don't do that for me. Like, don't get rid of Caitlin for me. Like, that's not what I want. And he's like, no. Like, it's very much what Puya says, the nice guy thing, where it's like, oh no, I'm doing this thing and it's for you and you're going to owe me if I do it. And so Haley has to be like, well, don't do it. I don't want you to do it for me. What are you talking? Do it if you want to do it. Stop. It's gross. And so that happens. And then he finds the vein to strike, because then he gets a reaction from Haley by telling her, Caitlin told me she has feelings for me. And she told Tyler that she has feelings for him. And Haley's like, what? No. The second like Haley gives him a reaction that is like, actually interested in what he's saying, he's like, he's going to mine this for everything it's worth. He is totally into this.
Yeah, he's just desperate for attention from Haley. And this is his in.
Yeah.
To start blowing up Caitlin's game.
And so he's like, yeah, she told me, she said, I've been in a relationship for 5 years, but I met you and I just immediately thought you were my soulmate. And Haley's like, what? Why did you tell me this? And Fessy's like, oh, Haley likes me. And it's like, wait, what? No, just keep telling me about the Caitlin thing.
Haley likes juicy gossip. So. Yeah,
exactly. He's thinking like he's making her jealous. That's Fessy. So he's like, yeah. She was like, what did you say to that? And he was like, oh, I didn't want to like, I told her I didn't want to be like the guy. Yeah, this is day eight, the Lou Effie says in the chat. And he's like, I told her I didn't want to break up a 5-year relationship. And she told me, don't be a coward. Don't be a coward. You should be able to break up 5-year relationships. Don't be a coward, Fessy.
Yeah, for somebody that you've only known for 8 days.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, just don't be a coward. That's, I mean, and he is a coward, so.
Yes. Then she wants to know, like, so did you guys hook up? Like what's going on? And he's like, well, she's like, oh, no way. He's like, no. Well, like she, there was one point, like we were cuddling, we were really close. And like, she went and she was like, went to go lock the door. And I was like, don't lock the door. And I don't know what would have happened if she locked the door. That's all I'm saying. And she's like, oh man, that's so crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot probably would have happened after that roller coaster conversation they had and all the inappropriate conversations they've been having at that point when she was HOH. A lot would have happened.
Yes. Haley is just like all over the place. Like, oh, this is nuts. And then she said that to Tyler too. Like, that's crazy. You should. And he told her, oh yeah, JC wanted to like put us in the same room and have a conversation about this. And she was like, you should do that. You should do that. You should have a conversation with Tyler. Don't have JC be there, but just have a conversation with Tyler. And Fessy is still scared too, but she's like really pushing this. And, JC will tell him to do it and he'll be like, no. But if Haley tells him to do it, Fessy will absolutely do this. I really, really want to see this conversation happen between Tyler and Fessy. And so it's possible that it might happen today or tomorrow. But I think when Caitlin stays, Fessy might decide like, maybe I shouldn't. So this happened. He also then ends up telling Rachel about Caitlin telling both him and Tyler that she had feelings for him. So this information has spread to I think more than half the house at this point. So
Sam knows, Bailey knows, Rachel knows, Haley knows, obviously Tyler and Fessy. So that's at least six.
And JC and
I think Casey.
And Casey, yeah, because Bailey told Casey. So yeah, I think, yeah, more than half the house now knows about this. And they think it's fine because Caitlin's probably going to leave, but she's not going to leave. And man, there's going to be some drama. There's going to be some drama with this stuff.
I can't believe how much they are all ignoring the chance to come back, that they just think she's going to leave. It's wild.
It is wild. It's nuts. I don't understand these people. Yes, anything else you wanted to bring up from the feeds yesterday?
I don't really think so. I think you covered everything. I'm just dying to see what happens tonight with the chance to come back. And, you know, if it's a unanimous vote, I think they're going to need to add more time on the clock for that puzzle, because Caitlin's going to be so hysterical. She needs a little extra time to calm herself down.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm actually hoping that they don't have I know I predicted that they wouldn't, but I'm hoping that they that my prediction is correct and that they don't have the HOH competition tonight on the episode, because I just feel like there's so much content here for them for this eviction episode, with all the vote flipping and the drama and the Caitlin. I really want them to have the Caitlin has feelings for both Tyler and Fessy thing. I feel like that's a big part of all of this. So I feel like there's a lot of stuff to fit in, especially with this this puzzle to get back into the house. So I hope they don't have the HOH competition. I don't think they have time for it. Honestly, I don't think they have time for everything regardless. Melissa wants to know, where has Scotty been through all of this? Where does his vote lie? He is with Bailey, and he was willing to vote for Rockstar to leave, but Bailey let him know, oh, no, we flipped over. We're going to keep Rockstar. And he's on board with that. That's kind of what he wanted anyway. He did imply that he might target, if Caitlin leaves, again, if Rockstar had left, that he wanted to team up with the three women from level six. But if Rockstar stays and Caitlin leaves, then he wants to target them because they are now the biggest target in the house. There's three of them. And so that's kind of where he's leaning. Again, just like, it's just like these women didn't even realize. I mean, Rachel realized it, but Angela and Casey did not even realize it. But like the second they decided to flip, like everyone started looking at them, and they are now like some of the biggest targets in the house. And they don't even know it. Like it's for a week that didn't even matter. Like what a massive mistake these women just made for an outcome that's going to be the same anyway. Caitlin's going to be here regardless, I think. So man, what an unforced error here. You know, it's the way things go.
I can't believe last week we thought this was going to be a dud week. It's just been, it's had more drama than pretty much all of BB19.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Let's see. Bob wants to know, how pissed would Tyler's alliance be if he did indeed give a hinky vote? I think that he would tell people ahead of time that he's going to do this. There's a chance he's been telling Caitlin she has his vote. I think that he's either going to talk to Caitlin and say, look, it's unanimous against you. What should I do? And hope that she gives him permission. Or he'll go to everyone else and be like, look, it's unanimous against Caitlin. I want to give her a sympathy vote because I feel for her. At which point people will be like, look, she's been playing you. And he'll be like, okay, I know. I just feel bad. So I think that's, you know, those are the two things that might happen. Either way, I don't think he'll do anything that he thinks will piss anybody off.
It would be best for his game to give her the hinky vote, but mm-hmm. I kind of want him to sever that relationship because I want to see how next week plays out with the relationship over.
I mean, basically just like he needs to feel it out and see what will make people the least mad. You know, if Caitlin gives him permission to vote against her, then he'll do that. If the rest of the house gives him permission to vote for her, then he'll do that. You know, that's how we'll go. Let's see. Not Kevin wants to know, assuming nobody goes home and a double eviction is next week, who do I think could be the casualties? So assuming that that Bailey goes through with using her power, we could see, man, anything could happen next week if Bailey uses her power. We could see Angela or Rachel go home because of the power. We could see, but Caitlin will still be in the house, and she didn't know that was going to happen, so she might not use the power if Caitlin stays in the house. So honestly, too many things up in the air right now. I think the people in danger still are Rockstar, who's still kind of in danger. Caitlin will still be in danger. I think that now Angela is kind of in the crosshairs. I think those are, and you know, Brett is obviously still a big target. So like those four, I think, are the main people. And then if Bailey tries to be sneaky and uses her power and then gets caught, she could have a very unfortunate and untimely demise. But I don't think that will happen. So those are the people I think are in the most trouble at the moment. But like I said, anything can happen. There are still way too many variables up in the air. I'd have a much better idea by tomorrow morning, where you should check out tomorrow morning's live feed update at 10 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you check it out. Tonight, after the episode, we will get some recaps from Rob, Kirsten, and I believe Brent will be on with them. So make sure you check that out. I think that's all we've got for you. Again, Sunday, check out Social Strategy Sundays on the Twitch channel, Taryn Armstrong. We have a lot of fun there. And anything else, Jacqueline?
I think that's it.
All right. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at @JacquelineG_.
All right. Very fun stuff. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Jacqueline, for joining me.
Thank you, Taryn.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. And I will see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.